When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
DP, Austin Orman, 93.7 The Ticket, Old School on a Friday. Again, congratulations if you're in the car on your way home. Be careful. Take care of yourselves and the people driving around you and with you. Enjoy your weekend. If you're headed over to the new facility and you want to support Go Big Red Nation, please do so. Get over there. Activities in play. We're going to show off. They want to show off. There will be a one-on-one. If you don't know this about me, especially in this business, I plan shows in advance, and I never, ever cover what I plan. I never do a show on what I prepare. So it just rolls over to the next show.
Yep.
And then the next show, and then the next show. Austin, we're talking about our favorite basketball movies, and you gave a couple. But if you had to say, okay, so I'm going to pin you to the wall, and you have to watch three basketball movies tonight. What are you watching?
Okay, so
you have to watch. It has to be three.
Does order matter?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hoosiers. White Men Can't Jump.
Okay.
And then I'm between one of the documentaries. It's Hoop Dreams or Redeem Team. I love that Redeem Team. So throw that up there.
Okay. Now the text line is all over it with Hoosiers Blue Chips being kind of the leaders at the clubhouse.
Shaq and Penny.
Right. You know. Okay. So who was the white guy? Do you remember who the white guy, the small forward? Remember who that was?
Can't find this.
Let's see. Tell me who. Let's go through the cast of Blue Chips.
Because
Bob Cousy played the athletic director, which I love.
Nick Nolte is head coach.
Nick Nolte. Listen, if you can't pick a better gravel in your throat head coach who would just curse at you without cursing at you, Nick Nolte just sounds like he just gargled.
Matt Nover.
What is Matt Nover's history?
Matt Nover.
Uh-huh.
What's American former basketball player. Okay, let's see here.
Uh-huh.
American former professional basketball player. Played for CB Polaris World Murcia in Liga.
Okay.
And Sydney Kings in NBL.
Okay.
Naturalized citizen of Portugal. Played for Portuguese national team during 2003 and 2005 FIBA Eurobasket qualifying.
Okay.
Post-basketball career. Nover is currently a regional sales manager for Tela Bio in Indianapolis.
That is so fast.
Went to college at Indiana.
Well, that was the thing. I knew that he played. I knew he's a Hoosier. And that was part of how this happened, right? He's a Hoosier.
Portuguese All-Star in 02.
He did what?
Portuguese All-Star in 02.
Okay, Matt. So Nick Nolte is the head coach. Mary McDonald did a great job as the ex-wife. JT Walsh as the booster, evil villain, spectacularly played. He played that really well. I own you. Ed O'Neill of Al Bundy notoriety as the lead reporter, who got a lot of people fired in their real lives. Real journalism lives by simply asking those types of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And in full fairness, right? He did a great job in getting to those.
He had Tark, he had Bobby, and he had Rick Pitino.
Tark was in it. Bobby was in it.
Slick Rick.
Silk Kozart as an actor who could ball. He's a friend, good dude. He's been in several movies. Marcus Johnson as coach. Robert Wall, who was a stand-up comedian, but a great actor. As a matter of fact, he was in Major League Bull Durham.
Yes.
He's the assistant coach in Bull Durham. George Raveling, Rick Pitino also. Larry Bird made a cameo appearance. Going through Mitchell Butler from the UCLA Bruins and the Washington Wizards. Ricky Collier played in this thing. Dwayne Hackett played in this thing. Trying to think of who else was in here. Okay. That's so funny. I had to catch myself. So there's a dolphin mascot that was the school. The actor's name is Tony Gonzalez. I had to make sure that it wasn't the Tony Gonzalez. I had to make sure. Dick Vitale, of course, is in it. Great promos throughout. Alfred Woodard was in this as well.
Is Dickie V recovered, or did he have something else flare up?
He has been updating that it's been fluid. There's been this and that. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
And that's been a thing. Also a reminder, Jim Boeheim was in this, in the recruiting scheme. Alan Houston played for one of the Coast teams. Matt Painter was here. The son of George Raveling, Mark Raveling, actually played point guard. Rodney Rogers from the Clippers in Wake Forest is in this movie. Calbert Cheney of Indiana,
right?
Was in this. Greg Graham is in this thing. Bobby Hurley. Bobby Hurley put on the Indiana Hoosiers jersey for this. Bobby, what are you doing? Jamal Meeks put on a Hoosiers jersey for this thing. Keith Smart, of course, who hit the game-winning jumper in this thing. Rick Fox was with Texas Western in this thing. And that puts Rick Fox in two of the great basketball movies of all time.
Those Blue Chips.
He got game.
He got game. Yes.
Because he's on campus, and he's the one that takes Ray Allen on the tour.
That's right.
And introduces him to the young ladies of campus. Right? George Lynch from North Carolina. Dirty Tar Heels. He was in it. Chris Mills from Arizona State. Ed Stokes. Rex Walters was in this movie as a basketball player. That's pretty fantastic. That's a deep one. My love for basketball goes back, and the first basketball movie that I remember was a movie called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. And somebody on the text line brought it up and mentioned it, and you're right that it featured several actors playing basketball, but it also featured Julius Erving.
Like Dr. J, Julius Erving?
Dr. J was in a movie called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. So it falls in line with the movies that are so bad that they're really interesting and entertaining. Certainly watchable. From the text line, away from movie, Austin, have you gone back and watched The White Shadow?
I have not.
Stop it.
Let me rephrase.
Stop it.
Do I have your permission to tell you the truth?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Yes. Austin. Okay. Text line, yes or no, have you watched The White Shadow? Because based on a Carver High. Ken Howard, who was a really good athlete. You talk about actors who were
good. Okay.
He was you're talking about a baseball player, basketball player. Another one, do you remember the name Chuck Connor, who was a country western actor?
It sounds vaguely
kind
familiar.
Kind of John Wayne light-ish, right? But certainly a badass. He was also a major sport athlete. White Shadow's amazing. You've never heard of White Shadow? Oh my goodness. Get OG, tell him, man. Tell him. So, yeah, best basketball TV show ever, White Shadow.
So that's a CBS show. Do you think that's available on Paramount?
I would imagine that it is probably not only available there, but probably on YouTube. Let me cue it up because it says it's on YouTube.
Not on Paramount Plus right now.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Literally, if you bring it up, it brings up season one. You can see them. They have them in blocks of shows. And my dude Salami. So they had every cultural stereotype you could imagine in this TV show. There was something for everybody. And here's the thing we found out later in life. None of the cultures that the people played were who they were. So you had like Mexican guys playing Indian dudes. You had Italian, you had Irish dudes playing Italian dudes. Like we found out.
Jay Billis was in that apparently.
Yeah, like you found out. Oh, 100%. We found out later on. You're like, oh man, Salami wasn't even Italian. It was so good. It was staple TV. It was. TV show, exceptional. All right, so through that, some of the movies that, at least in my mind, are in the conversation for great basketball movies. One-on-One is just a personal favorite. It kind of mimicked UCLA and somebody, you know, the usual story of a player, a Midwest player, getting in the wrong system, not fitting with the coach. The coach trying to get rid of the player through nefarious doings. and it's the fact that they use the same coach. And I need to find out what the actor's name is, but he was the same coach that coached the Dallas franchise in North Dallas 40. And the fact that they got so extremely close to Tom Landry, to actual Tom Landry in their casting, was spectacular. Maybe one day next week, we'll have to
G.D. Spradlin?
That is. Hold on.
Looks like this.
Yep. That's it. Hey, stiff upper lip, bro. That dude. Yeah, GD Spradlin. Passed away in 2011. Mm-hmm. But let me go through some of the other movies. Again, he played the head football coach in he was in the Lords of Discipline. Shut up! That's right, he was. Great movie. Lords of Discipline. He played the head coach. He was in Nick of Time. He was also... he was General Corbin in Apocalypse Now. In the great Robert De Niro.
He was
also in The Godfather, too.
He was the senator, right?
Yeah. Okay, well done. Well done. All right, we're going to get to the basketball movies that we didn't mention, some of the best of, and we'll close out this hour, and we'll set up One-on-One on a Friday.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.